whatever.
Do you like those?
That's a different thing.
Oh,
are we live? Yeah. Oh, we are live. Good morning. I compliment my sweater again.
We have got a puppy golden retriever that is wandering around. His name's Willie. Probably met him before.
Hi, buddy.
Willie, he's growing by leaps and bounds. He has grown like 9 pounds in like 2 weeks or something crazy.
He's 11 weeks and 30 pounds.
But welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
Okay.
I'm Britton.
And this is Willie, or Sir Willie, as Britton likes to call him, which I like. We had a crazy puppy day yesterday. My other son brought his puppies.
Hi.
And they are Birdie and Bogey, which are just adorable names.
I never
really heard
Bogey.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want
mine? Like, oh, I got up here now.
You are going
to
get me
eat
so,
my Bay-Bay dog so bad.
You are going to get me so furry.
Yeah.
He sheds really bad. No, he's shedding really bad
It's
right
funny because he's really grumpy
what?
Right now.
What?
He's like in need of a nap. So he's just super
He's like
grumpy.
A toddler.
Yeah.
That needs a nap.
Yeah,
he's funny. He got little mini Dobermans, which they're so cute. But little... Ow! Ow!
They're
ow!
Mini.
Yeah, I think they're
just
puppies right now, but they're not going to be
mini-sized. No, they're not mini-sized. But the boy is super sweet and chill, and the girl's a maniac.
I didn't sleep.
The girl is like putting little scars already on him. She's like,
well, she had a scar on his nose from him,
and she was biting his under regions and stuff.
Litter mates are going to be interesting for sure.
It's I never had heard that you shouldn't get litter mates, but I researched a little bit, and some people are just saying it doesn't matter. And then some people are saying you just need to take extra care, obviously.
Because I think you're running the risk of some stuff.
My son almost got a litter mate, and then the people actually refused to sell him the other dog. They're like, no, you only have one.
Oh, really? Yeah, because we had litter mates, and they were... They weren't well-trained. I mean, I had 5 kids, so they weren't well-trained anyway. But they were very bonded to each other as far as they would attack other dogs.
Oh,
they were not great. You did get shot. Is that normal?
I don't know about that, but I have it. Nobody's going to die
here. It's the little,
Oh, thank you, Jessica, for cleaning up in here. She's so nice. Isn't it nice? She cleaned the table
this
off
room
and everything.
Is also our photo room, and so half of it is just gnomes.
Oh,
like
the gnomes!
Props. Oh yeah.
Hide the gnomes.
Really
them.
Just put
hide the gnomes. We can throw them on that table over there, because he'll probably jump right behind you if he sees. He'll jump on your head.
Oh,
hello.
Good morning.
Where are they? Good morning. It's a little.
We
have our toddler dog here.
Oh. Well,
that's probably because my microphone.
It's me. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
He was sleeping so peacefully. I did just see we've got the videos running, and it was like Frankie just all over it.
Sky.
And then Sky too. Then I saw one of Sky scrawling on the head. Okay. No getting
it's so
wild
much fun to have him
up.
At the office. But he is a little wild.
Yeah.
But he.
Oh, my microphone's
not working.
I don't know, guys.
Is it plugged in?
I don't know.
It looks like
it's plugged
in.
Logan.
Is
mine working?
We need help.
Yeah.
I'll just talk the whole time, which
I
do. I
was like,
anyway.
I did get shocked, so maybe I like sent a shock through the whole board.
Oh, made it all go.
I don't know.
That could be him.
What did Willie find to eat? Don't eat that.
Maybe a microphone.
I don't want to eat it.
Okay, so what's new?
Oh, he's crying.
We're
Logan,
talking about
he wants you.
New things for the year. I can let him out.
We can't.
I think he's got to go to Logan.
Well,
your
we need Logan
on.
Anyway because...
He can't just go out.
It's saying that our microphones aren't working.
I'll go get him.
Hold on. We'll go get Logan.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we'll do sign language.
For all we know, we stepped on something.
Or that electrical thing
that
did something.
That fixed everything.
Mine?
I don't know.
I took mine off.
Oh, me? Oh, you took yours off?
Yeah.
Threw it on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Very weird.
Is it okay now? Everything's good?
It shocked me pretty good. Little EKG, is that what it is? Or whatever those things are in the middle of the night?
A little thing. A little defibrillation or whatever.
Defibrillation.
Oh, we're fixed now. Okay, good.
Good.
Well, that's
Willie's also leaving.
Willie is crazy.
I fed him a little piece of an orange this morning because dogs can have orange slices in moderation.
I didn't know that, yeah.
And he went nuts.
It's fixed now, so it's got to be something with your mic.
He started growling at me to give him more. And I've given him salami and all sorts of stuff. He's never thrown a fit for more, except for that orange.
Yeah, like growly. I love his little growly. So it's like,
does it sound like it's fixed? If I talk into it, can you hear me?
Yeah, your mic's messing all the mics up, maybe. Mm. Could be.
I could just go. No. Here and listen to you.
No. It's fine. I'm sure. Is Logan coming in?
He said he was, but I don't know.
Okay. That's good.
We'll see. I mean, you took it off. You didn't, like, do anything with it. So it's kind of weird.
They said when Patty took hers off, they said it was fixed.
But it was just, like, literally taken off.
Patty said it's good. So clip it back on you.
She did. She talked into it. Maybe it was hitting your button or something.
Did you fucking hear
what? Is that how that works, Logan? We're supposed to be quiet? We don't really know how to do that.
Are you supposed to
be? We all are supposed to talk at once.
He can't see the lines if we're all talking.
Yeah, you're
okay. Cool. Everything is good, okay. Deborah says. Yay.
I'll fix. We don't know what we did. It was Willie.
It might have been running over all the lines constantly. Very well could have been.
So we've been talking lately about new flavors we want to bring in this year.
Yeah, debate. But there's some debate.
There is debate because there's debate about when we bring in new flavors, we get rid of other flavors.
Right. We only have so much room on the shelf, unfortunately. That is true.
And really, it's not fair to for our production people to have to stock that many flavors either. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gets to a point where it's if something doesn't sell. So at the end of the year, we pull our numbers for last year and we just look at those. But I did have Britton pull them for the last 90 days too, because we had some newer flavors that I want to make sure, because cherry vanilla seems like it's going really well. Same with apricot is decent.
Yeah.
Some of the new ones are doing really well.
Yeah. Chocolate peanut butter. That was a new one from last year.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one selling flavor is usually anything cherry.
French toast.
You guys are eating up Hawaiian Kona and Jamaican K-Cups.
I was shocked.
Yeah. Just eating up. I guess you're
drinking up. Well, just because it's a higher price, right? And I know one time before we ever started doing this, like years ago, a guy asked us when we had our old K-Cup machine, which we usually used to hand fill. He's like, I don't care. I just want you to make me K-Cup.
Yeah. You know?
And I was just like, dude, is he serious?
And so we said, we'll do it, but they're going to have like amaretto lids or something. Yeah, non-matching linens. Yeah. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. And they're, you know, obviously not inexpensive because Kona and Jamaican are very quality, high-end coffees. But yeah, I was
but
surprised.
Who else does it? I don't think. I don't know if anybody else
not
does
100%
it.
Not 100% for sure.
And good, right? Because it's not a blend. And that's what people have to understand is that it's not a blend. Second you see blend, it's like, there's not
I'm going to say
there.
You're not this that white in real life.
It's because the light's too strong
like
on your
right
face.
Right on my face.
But that's the real coloring over there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I'm just a ghost.
Yeah. Like you're fading away.
You guys, it is summer.
Before.
Or winter, I mean.
Oh, I know. It's like definitely the winter cover stuff.
And sometimes when you put your foundation on, you're like, I'm not that color anymore. I'm orange.
Oh, I have two different ones. I have like a winter and a summer.
There's a foundation. I guess it's a viral TikTok thing. And you take it and you scan your face and it mixes it for you based on that day. But I don't know what ingredients it is. So $300. And if you want it, I can't remember. It does something else. It's like $600. But to me, I don't know what those ingredients are,
right.
And my skin is
well,
pretty acne-prone.
Well, it's probably like a printer where like the machine, it's like, okay, $300 for the machine. But then the stuff you have to put in it is probably so expensive.
Yeah, like what goes in it, you
know? You need a refill.
Yeah, and then there's so much like makeup with skincare in it. Like I'd want to be like dumping stuff in that to make it better for you. I don't know.
I use like CoverGirl or something, but it's got like three different colors in it. So I like it because it kind of covers a different.
Yeah. What's interesting right now is all the dupes they have at the dollar store. Have you guys been seeing this?
Mm-mm.
So like the Sol de Janeiro, it's like $45 mm-hmm. at Sephora. They have it at the dollar store, like the smell. I went to the dollar store this weekend and I found it. I smelled it. It smells exactly the same. Yeah, that I think it was like body wash.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
it's a very expensive product. And if you go through the dollar store, they have all, and the packaging even looks the same. I don't know ingredient wise, but it's just kind of funny how they do it for less.
You know? Oh, for a lot less, yeah. Like 50 times less.
Yeah, from China, which will be interesting to see if the prices change or not.
I just read an article this morning that USPS has stopped all incoming packages from China and Hong Kong because of the tariff. They don't know how to handle it yet.
Oh, and so they, is that why and I so saw
they
that?
Placed like a temporary freeze on everything until they figure out how to handle it.
What about UPS and Amazon?
Oh, they decided that they weren't going to handle them anymore because they said that they weren't making money on it. And then their stocks immediately dropped down.
Mm-hmm. Like substantially.
Yeah, like a ton of last week.
I think UPS has trouble, though, because they typically don't deliver on Saturday. You have to pay special shipping to have it delivered on Saturday. So that's an issue.
They might be more profitable, though. I mean, if Amazon's not, at the end of the day, a profitable company, it's taking your whole company down, which a lot of people just see the top line, not the bottom line. And
Amazon takes a lot.
Yeah.
And they're demanding. So I can't imagine how demanding they
are. You kind of have to do what Amazon says or else. But it sounded like they came to like a mutual agreement, which I'm like, okay, I wonder what that looks like for them. And I thought
it looked like they were doing 50% of their packages. But who's going to do the other 50%? They can't put it on USPS.
Well, they have their own delivery drivers. They like contract out those
maybe
routes.
They're investing in that.
But those are terrible. As soon as I see TBA in my tracking number, I know I'm not getting my package when they said.
I ordered bread from a company in New York City, okay? I wanted, and we're not that far from New York. We're like, what, 10-hour drive maybe from New York?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I want to try this bread. It's like 70 calories a bagel, blah, blah, blah. It's healthier. Ordered on January 26th. It is now February 5th, and I have not gotten this bread. And they said in their thing that they ship it really, like you pay, like shipping's really expensive because we get it to you really quick. And then they shipped it USPS. Oh, I still don't have this.
It's going to be moldy by the time
told them. I've already emailed them. And I don't know what's going on with USPS right now, but every package I have is delayed by a week or more. And they say weather delays. I'm like, is there weather going on? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, like, we're okay here right now.
We don't use USPS for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, but we've said this
candidly
before. And
that's how I know. It is so difficult. The shipping costs, but they're just real. I mean, we can't. Mm-hmm. We subsidize shipping already. So we can only do so much.
Yeah.
So it is tough.
I know. It's something that, like, probably our number one thing people ask about
is why number one
complaint. It's our number one complaint, shipping.
Yeah. And then I don't think people understand, like, we're a small family business, right? Like, we do eat some of the shipping. Like, is our shipping flat?
Well, can you imagine? Nobody, what is
Charles, have you had their bread?
The company is Royo, R-O-Y-O. Okay. Yeah. The company I ordered from. It's like 70 calories a bagel, where bagels usually
Or is he joking saying he got your bread?
Oh.
Ate it.
Somebody's got it because I don't have it.
It probably stopped at five different houses.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right, funny. Patty, watching the ingredients in some of those cosmetics are oof.
Yeah. Try to find a chapstick without dye.
Oh my gosh.
Basically impossible.
A chopstick?
A chapstick.
Oh, I thought you said chopstick.
I'm always surprised. I'm like, really? Really? Really?
Well, or like marshmallows that have blue dye in them.
Yeah. Just like, I got something chocolate and they're like, and I said, is there red dye in here? And they're like, well, why would there be red dye? And I'm like, I mean, you'd be surprised how many times
white
there's red dye in chocolate.
Almost always has it.
White
frosting almost always has.
They put blue in it.
Go pick up every can at the grocery store. It's so hard to find a can without red dye.
Yeah. They yellow.
White frosting.
Yeah. And it's got to be like, you know, when you mix paint at Home Depot and you look at it when they put in the different colors to make it that shade that they want.
Yeah, but why would you use red to make white?
I think it's just like that shade that they want.
Because I think it would be too yellow.
Yeah.
Or
maybe
they're
counteracting.
They've
got
to counteract something to make it whiter. Make
it's
it
really
like
interesting how that works.
That is very odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have book club tonight, so we're going to know all about frosting.
Oh, yeah.
For frosting cakes.
I started baking at 4 p.m. yesterday. I wasn't done until about 9:30.
To be fair, did you send me the video of it?
No.
Or did I send it to you?
What?
Of what we're doing
tonight.
Oh,
I sent it to
you. You sent it to me. Okay.
Yeah. We're doing like a Galentine's cake baking.
Yeah. So I have Time Hop, which I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's It's a cool app that like pulls all your photos
yeah.
from all your sources, and every day it sends you like a recap yeah. of the past
year. It's
years
really
on
cool.
That
and
day.
It will be like year, like 1 year ago, 8 years ago, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. You just see a whole progression.
But on my time hop popped up the minion cake that I made years ago.
Oh my goodness.
And it was so good. I did such a good
you
job.
Did. You are very good.
I'm shocked. So, I want to try to find
so
it.
So I can bake, but I'm a crap decorator. So it'll be funny to see how it goes tonight because we bought, you know.
So Patty specimens. Had to make what, 22?
I ended up making 26 single layer
heart look at that cake.
Cakes. Oh, you
that's
did a really
adorable. That's a pretty good job. Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Said you might be able to hold it up. They might
hi,
to
Jamie.
See it.
We miss you too.
Hey, how's it going?
You just came like up three on a you just came up on a friend request for me on Facebook, which was really funny. So I did stalk you for a minute.
Yeah. He's watching us on LinkedIn too.
Admitting that we stalk is like my favorite thing.
Admitting it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Jamie.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed with myself.
You did a very good job. Was that for Stella's birthday?
It was for her first birthday.
Oh, nice. I made the cutest cake for the kids when they were little. It was a little lion cake. They were having a jungle party. And it was darling. I had little whiskers. It tasted horrible.
Really?
But it looked really, really cute. It was darling.
Oh, that's funny.
Sometimes, so I'm like, you need to bake it and I'll decorate it.
Sometimes I can do that. On my time hop, first one of Sedona's parties, I made like the shark watermelon and yes. put all the fruit yes. inside of it. Oh, and that yeah. pops up. And I'm always like, oh, I did good job.
You did really good because yeah. I got that. I'm like, I really want to make this. And then you're like, and then. You're like, just let me do it.
Yeah, you're like trying to help him. Like,
just
no.
let me do it. It'll be no. fine.
Bye, Charles. Good luck in class.
Oh, bye, Charles.
No, it's always his class day.
Well, I will say, like, the first batch of cake I made yesterday, I accidentally forgot to put oil in it. And I was like, what happens if you don't put oil? I was like, it might be dry and crumbly. I'm like, oh, there's a couple of layers that maybe are a little drier, just four of them. And then I added oil in and did that. But it reminds me when I first started baking, I had a brownie mix and I did double the oil in
oh.
it and my father ate every bite and acted like it was delicious. It was not delicious.
Go ahead.
Another time I did a Salisbury steak and you're supposed to dredge it in flour. And I grabbed what I thought was the flour. It was powdered sugar.
Oh, gross.
You guys, it was nasty. It was
gross.
Really? My dad was like, it's really good. And I'm like, Daddy, it is not good.
No.
That's very sweet.
Because I almost grabbed brownie mix instead because I thought brownies made like cakes would be delicious.
100%. We've done that. It would be really good. Or like a cookie cake. We could have done cookie cakes, but... Honestly, probably doing it the way we did it was easier, but it just took, you know.
We could have done one brownie with a cake. It would have been both textures together. That would have been delicious.
Tools. We did.
We bought some.
You did. Yeah.
But they're probably not like yours.
Yeah.
Mine are from you.
Yeah. I bought them for the class that
we
never did.
We were going to do like a royal icing cookie class. Oh, and then, you never did it, but I use those for cake decorating.
I paid for it.
Nice. Yeah,
you did.
Oh,
just like
sure.
we paid for the salt float thing and never did.
I pay for. I'm like,
I really want to do that salt.
People
float.
Love me. People now. Like to buy me probably, stuff or like me to buy stuff like Groupons and stuff because I don't use half of them.
Yeah, they're like, this is what we make money off of you.
It's me. It's me. Why your prices are lower?
Yeah,
driving people's prices.
Less. So Grammys.
Whoa.
Did anybody watch them?
I watched them.
I have a 15-year-old daughter, and it was a bonding moment, mm-hmm. I'll say.
Did you, like, seeing the naked woman
otherwise,
on the carpet?
Well, nobody saw that except for on, like, the on their whatever. It was that was so inappropriate. I can't even believe that
I'm like, I showed my husband. He's like, is she just wearing a pantyhose?
Well, she should be arrested. That's indecent exposure.
Yeah. It definitely was.
Especially with children there and stuff.
Yeah. What's really weird is that, like, they did some lip-syncing stuff and said that, like, she didn't want to do that. You like take your coat off?
It looked to me like in the thing that she was like having a moment of not wanting to do it.
Well, why would you want to do it in front of America?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No, especially because you should be arrested.
Yeah. Like, let's just be naked on the red carpet.
Yeah, I don't know like the nudity rules. I know definitely no. Yeah. I don't know about top. Technically, she's topless, but I don't know.
She was bottomless too.
She had like nude underwear on.
I saw her full,
but she
body.
Had her whole booty crack was out.
I'm pretty sure I saw
like
everything,
had, but maybe not.
They said she just had a sheer dress on.
Okay,
that, so.
I didn't investigate.
You guys,
that
she had a giant pantyhose on. That's what she was wearing.
A giant pantyhose.
Well, pantyhose would be more concealing, to be clear.
Those were some. It was a translucent dress. Yeah.
Well, it was just a tank dress. It was just a tank dress.
Do they do that glam bot thing at the Grammys?
Yes, they did have the glam bot there. Yeah. I saw one of Taylor Swift doing a glam bot.
Yeah.
I think those are fun.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. I saw a video of her doing it. And she's like, I had to redo it last year. I was so bad at it. And he's like, no, you weren't. You're good. And then he's like, nailed it. I love Taylor's outfit. I mean, I'm not sure for Grammys it was – I expect her to have a long dress on.
Yeah, sure.
But that wrap she had around her leg, she had like leg jewelry cute. On with a little T hanging down. It was really cute.
I thought
it
was cute.
It was really cute.
Yeah. The only ones I really saw was
Jennifer Lopez's dress was just weird.
Yeah. Didn't
see she it. Had like a black crop top, like tank on. And then this dress that it looked like you should like take it and put it up and put it on, but it was like crumpled. Like
that's weird.
It was crumpled around her waist, like that's this odd. Whole metallic-y thing.
It makes you wonder what it's like thinking sometimes. But hey, I think she's 60. She looks amazing.
Oh, she looks amazing. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, and then Jaden Smith and Willow Smith. Jaden had the castle on his head.
Like, did that was the most bizarre. Did your head get stuck in your
Willow
dollhouse?
Had a bra and underwear with a suit coat.
Yeah.
Jaden, I think that's it. Looks so uncomfortable too. It's not like he was owning it, but I don't even know who the guy is, but I love him.
What?
That took his suit off. I thought was the coolest thing of the thing. He all of a sudden they pan to him and you say, oh, and it's whoever. And he pulls a microphone out. It reminded me of Houston. And he stands up and he just starts singing and he's got a tux on and he goes in front of Heidi Klum and another and they rip his.
Like
tux off. Yeah, and he's got a blue jumpsuit on.
Oh, my god!
And then he runs up on stage, and then he does a flip, like a crazy flip off the piano. And it was very cool. Okay. He did apologize for aggressively adjusting himself after.
Well.
The jumpsuit was a little...
An aggressive adjustment.
Yes. I mean, and it was like choice. A three-year-old, like, get it. So
isn't it Post Malone funny. Who dances like a three-year-old on stage? And it's my favorite.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Every time I see his concerts and him dancing, it's literally like I gave my kids free reign on stage.
Oh my gosh.
When we had dance parties.
Love it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I've never watched him before.
I am going to say, and I am a Taylor Swift fan, but she just like gets smashy and dances, and she's smashy. Awkward as all get out.
Yeah.
And she's just having the time celebrating. I mean, it's like when Sabrina won and these people won that she, you know, helped out that were on her tours. I don't think she cared. She didn't win an award. I really don't think she cared.
She's got enough, right?
Well, Sabrina Carpenter, we watched her Christmas special. I've never, I don't care for any of these people, but her Christmas special was pretty funny.
Was it?
She's going to do a thing with Dolly Parton.
I think they
got
adorable.
I love Dolly.
She got like lambasted for it because it was, there's a lot of innuendos and not so subtle innuendos, but it wasn't a kid show. It wasn't meant for kids.
No.
Like, if you're having your kids watch it, then it has a war. Like, it's for adults.
You might want to screen it first before you let your kid watch it.
Yeah, she's one of the only ones we haven't gone to Sabrina Carpenter. I probably think I would like her one of the best because her outfit changes and her sets and all
and
that.
She's funny.
Yeah, it's really cute. She's got to be tiny.
Yeah.
She looks teeny tiny.
Yeah. I'm not down with the kids these days. I don't know who any of these people are.
Well, we rewatched Wicked with the kids this weekend because Estelle wanted to watch it on her birthday.
Yeah.
Fine. She's never seen it.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there thinking the whole time, Ariana's tiny.
Tiny.
And then you've like got Christian Chenoweth, tiny.
Yeah.
And then
giant voices.
Elphaba, I don't remember.
Christine.
I mess her. I feel like I like butcher her name every time I say it. But
I don't know
she's Ariana's taller than her.
Yeah. Weird.
Oh, really?
In a lot of the scenes. And I'm like, they're all so tiny. And then you got, was it Ina Mendez or whatever, the Frozen?
Adina.
I think that's right. And she is so much taller. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, the Wicked that we don't know her name.
Elphaba.
She couldn't find her seat. And they started talking at the awards ceremony at the Grammys. So she sat. Taylor's like, just come sit with me. Cynthia. So they just sat on the chair together. They shared a chair.
That's cute.
It was cute.
Super cute.
Which Sedona are like, are they sitting on the same chair? And then I read later that she couldn't find her seat when Zilla panicked. And Taylor's like, just come sit with me. Yeah. So it was cute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought Wicked was good when I saw it. I liked it.
Well, I feel like she's new to the scene. I mean, I don't know
that
she's done, like, something super notable before. Yeah. She probably has, but.
They both just have these, like, crazy powerhouse voices, too. I was like, all right.
Oh, yeah. Out of those little bitty things. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the giant, giant voices.
I am going to see Justin Timberlake.
What?
Yeah. When? In a couple weeks.
Is Sedona going with you?
I bought tickets.
Like where?
At the wherever. At the whatever Little the Caesars stadium is. Little Caesars.
I thought he was still in trouble.
Oh, I forgot about him getting in trouble.
No. He kind of went away.
But you guys, he has on a stage, like I couldn't afford the tickets. He has like the secondary stage with a bar in it. So people can just their seats are all around the bar.
That's fine.
So you can just like get bar stuff.
It's like a pool.
It's kind of like, but the seats were really expensive by there.
That's kind of cool.
But it was really cool.
I would have liked to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how my little ones would like it. So we went and saw it at the theater and then
we had our Wicked drinks.
Yeah.
Ah, they had Wicked drinks there?
Mm-hmm. They were I only cool drank cups, like half of one. It was so strong.
That's fun.
It wasn't strong. It was a lot of sugar.
The last time I went to the movies with you guys down in Heartland, when we had those drinks, the Traffic Thunders, those hit hard. We were drunk at the theater.
I was Wicked. I was drunk. I don't know what you're talking about. I tried to get you a drink fine.
I don't even drink, and I wasn't drunk.
Britton and I kept going to the bathroom like every 4 seconds, and then every time we go, I take like 3 towels. Really
well, that was her Magic Mike too.
Oh yeah, it
was
Magic Mike.
So bad. It was such a bad movie.
Yeah. I think my mom said I was dancing. I don't know. There was only us and one other group of ladies, and we'd bonded before at the bar at the movie theater. So
it was a Wednesday night.
We were having fun.
To see Magic Mike.
And we told them to get these drinks that we'd gotten.
The Tropic Thunders.
Everybody was Tropic Thunder.
Dressed like a 4-year-old through the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cackled the whole time.
Oh, that's, I think I kept saying, take it off.
And they did.
Ish.
We've got to find another movie to
Not
go
really.
See. We haven't been to the movies in a while.
Yeah, we went to something. Oh, Sonic Hedgehog. I don't even know what that is.
So glad you took my kids because I had no desire to see that.
Oh, I had no idea what it is. They loved it. I read a book halfway through. I just read a book. I was like, you know, I could be reading right now.
Yeah. We went and saw Moana too, though. That was cute.
Good. I thought that was good. The music wasn't as awesome as the first one.
Not even close.
No.
It almost sounded, a lot of it sounded forced, like awkward.
Yeah,
because it's a bummer. Because the music in the first one was so.
But I felt the same thing about The Lion King, too.
Okay, we didn't
The Lion
see
King,
that.
The first one, the music is so epic.
Yeah,
that it is hard to live up to, but it was cute. It was a prequel, actually. I think so. I can't wait till Wicked 2.
It's like 2026?
Which comes out.
Oh, really? Not until next year.
2027, maybe. Even?
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's I thought a they long were making time. It now. I thought it was the end of 2025.
Maybe.
Because they were talking about American Girl releasing dolls for it.
We so watched I thought it was at the end of this year. 2024, so it might have been Wicked for Good. It says 2025, November 21st.
Yeah, okay. I think it's at the end of the year.
Okay.
Because they said next year, but it was 2024.
Yeah.
Because American Girl just put out a Belle doll, if anybody likes Belle.
What did I had, what was my coffee this morning? What did I have? I had white chocolate strawberry.
Oh.
I had this hazelnut bonbon, and I'm going to say I don't like hazelnut, but it's good.
Yeah.
I never am a fan of hazelnut, so I didn't have that, so I made a pod in the conference
I was
room.
Going to, and then I didn't.
Oh. Breakfast bun all the way for
I still
today.
Need to go Breakfast. See Wicked. I thought Wicked was really good. I love Wizard
surprised.
Of Oz.
And I did not know the story of Wicked at all
me
going
either.
Into neither, it.
Yeah. And I haven't read the book and then afterwards I heard some controversies and stuff. That
well,
I don't
that's
know.
I heard the, I mean, the movie is kid friendly. I've heard the books are not.
No. The monkeys, flying monkeys, are a little scary.
That was the freakiest part. Yeah, my kids were a little freaked out about that. But yeah.
But as a kid, we were freaked out too. But isn't that kind of the fun of some of those movies, is being a little bit freaked out?
Well, Wizard of Oz was scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the flying monkeys were really scary. And the witch and the tornado. Yeah. And
what's the scene from your childhood of like any movie that like kind of like freaked you out that like now you laugh at, but like was freaking
in Hook when they steal the kids out of the beds. I did not like that at all. Yeah. I still do not like that.
There's
at
a
all.
Lot of weird stuff in that movie that there is freaked me out.
There is. It was a great movie though. Yeah. I, you know, Kona. What movie I don't even even remember sort of, but it, that I loved, absolutely loved, was Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a white metal bed with knobs. So we'd turn the knobs and pretend we were like going places. And I couldn't even, I don't even know what the movie is anymore. Never heard of it. I think they
we used to watch it a lot.
Flew around in a bed to a beach or something. If I don't
remember the, I just remember some of the songs. That's all I remember.
Did you have a movie?
Yeah, Indiana Jones, the one where they're in the Grail and the guy turns into a skeleton in front of you, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
No? Well, first of all, I've said it before, I was going to marry Harrison Ford when I was 5. And Harrison, I will leave my husband for you. You might be 80 now and it's fine. I do love me some Harrison Ford. But yeah, all the Indiana Jones movies. And then there's probably why I'm freaked out about snakes, because he hated snakes.
Yeah.
That'd be. Titty right? Chitty Bang Bang was a good one, too. I feel I like love Titty Chitty. Chitty Chitty. Chitty Chitty. Chitty Bang Bang. Uh-huh. That's a whole weird. Different right. channel. That's
play it back, guys. Play it back. I think she said channel. Something else.
There's the Indian in the Cupboard. I feel like there's something scary in that, but I can't remember what it is.
The books are really good.
I remember liking
I read movies. The books as an adult and liked the books a lot.
It was one of the few movies that Grandma and Grandpa had at their house on VHS. So we watched it a lot there.
Yeah.
And I remember there being something freaky. Like, I didn't want to watch it before bed.
Yeah.
You guys watched Dodgeball like a million times. That's all I know. Dodgeball. Zoolander. Was, Zoolander, Dodgeball.
The new guy. Oh, undercover
in the car because we had that thing in the car and they could watch in the car. So it was like I listened to those a million times.
Undercover Brother was like we watched
that was yes you guys watched that a million times.
Deborah, he was like doing the hot sauce. I was watching the mayo or whatever. Oh, such a good movie.
Oh, for sure. She says the music for The Wicked Witch always freaked her out. It's like,
oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I read a book actually about movies that freak kids out more my age. It was like Jaws, but anything
John
that
Carpenter music, go ahead.
Hulk or Incredible Hulk, because at a kid's view, it's like this normal looking people all of a sudden turn into a monster, you know,
that.
From a kid's perspective, and obviously Jaws, like in the water. There were a few that were a little shocking because I love the Incredible
like
Hulk.
Most of the Wizard of Oz is actually pretty freaky. Uh-huh. Like the Twister at the beginning.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, yeah. People dying.
Speaking of the Hulk, you know, Harrison Ford is going to be the Red Hulk in the new Avengers movie coming out on February 14th.
If he lives that long.
The movie's already made.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's joining the Avengers. Well, not he's. I think he's going to be bad because I think the Red Hawk is bad.
Harrison Ford. How old was he when you were a kid? He had to be pretty old.
He started acting in his late 30s, I think.
Let's see how old.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah. Check him out. I think he's like 82 now or something like that.
You think so?
Yeah.
So he's like 40 years older than you.
Absolutely.
So he was like 40 when you were born.
Oh, I knew exactly how old he was.
40 when you were born.
And age ain't nothing but a number, Harrison. It's fine.
He looks great.
I just told, because we were talking about baby names with London. And I said, I kind of liked the name Kennedy, but you guys just, you know, didn't like that name. And I said, but then I had a dream that I married JFK Jr. And it was Kennedy. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll make it work.
That's funny.
Bye, Patty.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, my son's middle name is Kennedy just because my maiden name is Kennedy. So, like, my husband's always like, it sounds like he's hyphenated. I'm like, nope, that's just his middle name because he's cooler than you.
That's funny.
Squared. Kennedy squared.
Kennedy squared. I love it.
Oh, funny.
But yeah. No.
So next week we try the coffees or the coffees
next
go
week,
out next
gone.
Week. I'm in St. Thomas.
Yeah.
I get to get some sun.
Yeah.
We don't try coffees because it's
love
not
me
the
some 15. Harrison. Look at Deborah's right there with
Rip
you.
Rip cherry vanilla.
Absolutely,
what?
Deborah.
Yeah. Cherry vanilla's not good.
Oh, yeah. We're not getting rid of cherry vanilla.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. Not cherry vanilla. Not it's vanilla. It's new and it's very popular.
Yeah.
I loved it. Someone got like Michigan cherry, black cherry, and cherry vanilla. I was trifecta.
Bottom of the list is what? Like maple syrup,
maple
French
syrup,
toast,
Irish cream,
cinnamon bun.
Yeah. Which I love, love, love cinnamon bun. And I love, love French toast. So I'll be sad if we get rid of those. Irish cream and maple are just like a little bit of like not flavor forward flavors. So I could see those dropping off just because they're not as strong flavors. And if you come to us, you probably want a little bit more flavor in your coffee. Mm-hmm. So, but I would like.
Can we just get rid of vanilla bean?
Yeah,
I wish like that we one, could. Right? I just think it's the most boring coffee in the world.
What I want to do is actually reformulate and try to do a new maple, like a maple caramel or something that has a little bit more flavor for maple, because I think people might really like that.
Oh, she said no. Yeah. She just dropped her bag of coffee on the floor.
Oh, no. It's 5-second rule.
Yeah.
That is says French toast, that's the best. It doesn't sell well. I think it's really good, too. I like French toast.
I did put some of it because, like, when we look at them, I was putting different categories together to make sure, you know, they weren't all buying 48 counts, not 12 counts, right. Or, you know, and there were a few that changed my opinion.
Once you looked at the numbers.
Well, and then we did look at a French toast, but like it was a little bit different where we like mixed it with maple syrup or something. I don't remember what it was called though.
I don't remember.
I don't maybe know. Doing something like that.
Yeah. That's a possibility.
And nothing's going to happen tomorrow, so it's okay.
Yeah.
French toast version is better than what was in the brunch box.
You've been with us a long time, Jennifer, to remember that. That was one of the first boxes. I think that was our September 2020 box, was our breakfast in bed box.
But we did a brunch. We did brunch miss.
Oh, no.
For Christmas recently.
Oh, that brunch box, not the breakfast in bed box.
But I can't remember what's in that box.
That one didn't have a French toast in it. That one had the sour cream.
So it must have been that breakfast.
Cinnamon toast?
No, that was in January, and the
box we just had.
Okay, the box. So it's cinnamon French toast.
French toast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was the snow day box.
Okay.
Yeah, Mom's cocoa.
I really want muffin. Cinnamon French, not cinnamon French toast, just cinnamon toast. We never bread at our house, so
I'll bring my bread maker tomorrow, and we'll have cinnamon toast on fresh bread.
Let's have some cinnamon toast.
That was so good.
Okay, I'll make a note. Good. If I don't email myself, I'll forget.
It was cinnamon toast. Okay,
cinnamon toast. Yeah. Okay,
5-second rule all over the floor. Yeah. That's the worst.
No such
thing. I did that once. I came home and I had a huge jug of laundry detergent, and it had wiggled its way off my washer and was all over my laundry room, the entire laundry room floor. And I so bad wanted to just pretend I didn't see it and see if somebody else would take care of it. But it was so expensive, that thing. So I took a cardboard and I scooped it up because it was that really thick stuff and concentrated. And I scooped it all up into a container and I used it.
Oh my
gosh. But it was underneath and everything. I think you helped me clean up afterwards, scooped it. But you know, it's laundry soap, so it's just water. It just bubbles all over the place.
Cleaning anything like that was horrible.
And it was, I swear, it was a brand new thing. It was
like anytime you get anything like super mold like that on the ground, like oil or, you know, laundry soap.
Well, and then you add water and it just lathers.
Eggs don't clean up at all.
Milk is the worst. Milk in a car, spilled in a car. Someone spilled milk in the car. It was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, cinnamon toast. And because of that cardboard thing, so I use paper plates and cardboard. Like, I'll tear it off if our dogs get sick. You can like scoop it up so much easier.
Yeah.
And Jason's always like, what are you doing? And then he watched me do it a couple times. He's like, if you get all that up, you're not trying to use like paper towels
and like touching
eggs, anything. Ugh. You can get it off the ground so much easier.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of parts of life that aren't fun.
Yeah.
That's right up there.
Yeah.
Very right true. I'm sorry I didn't meet your expectations.
Yeah.
Cinnamon toast. We must have tried them.
We tried it. Did we try them last week or the other week?
2 weeks ago, probably.
I thought it was good. And it is, I mean, just when you're flavoring anything, there could be maybe a dead spot. I mean, we've got a better way to flavor them than we did years ago because we used to get a lot of hot spots and low spots, and we've really evened those out. But, I mean, there is a possibility for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
There is.
But yeah, so we did kind of announce, no, we actually haven't fully announced our next theme yet, but we can.
Oh, we can?
Yeah, the theme's live. Yeah.
What is the theme? I don't even know.
It's Little Women.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Like the book from Louisa May Alcott. The classic.
I don't know which one is. Jessica just turned me on to this whole thing. I wish I knew the name of it. There's this literary club, and you've got to be in this lottery system to go to these, like, authors' birthplaces and stuff, and then you're with other women that really enjoy reading and stuff. It's like kind of, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about actually this morning. So there's a lot of women that are like, I wish I had more friends.
Yeah.
And I think the easiest thing that every community is looking for is to start a book club.
Mm, yeah.
I think it's an easy way to make friends.
Yeah.
Meet people. And then you can find out who you really click with.
We've met a lot of new people through book club because people will bring a friend and we're like, oh, cool. You know?
Yeah.
Jennifer, we go live on YouTube also. So if you go to YouTube and subscribe and then do the notifications, then you should get a notification there that we're live. I know Facebook.
It's Facebook
does whatever they want. Yeah. I don't know that they really send out notifications, unfortunately.
You never know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I like this. Jessica's going to go to the place of Anna Green Gables, which is Prince Edward Island. And I told her, I said, I just read a book by Carly Fortune, and it was all about Prince Edward Island. I didn't know anything about the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about Anne of Green Gables all the time. I've actually never read any of those books or watched the show.
They're so cute. I've heard that they're cute. All the shows are cute. The latest one, the casting is amazing.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but it definitely made me really want to go to the island. And there's these special blankets that they make just there because of like the sheep. I guess the sheep.
Okay.
And I'm like, I really want one of those blankets. I really want to go eat their seafood because they talk about that a lot in the book. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of cool, you know. She'll get to experience that.
I'm like, that's really cool. Sign me up. Get me on this wait list. What's going on?
They do a lot of Jane Austen, like Jane Austen balls and Jane Austen things in like Bath over in Britain or England.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'd be fun to go do. You know, I'm a big, I think they call them Austen Files. I don't know. Austenite. I don't know. I love Jane Austen. So that'd be fun to go do.
No, and then they've got book clubs. So like if you read a book every month, it's Verity or not Verity. It's something.
They're making
that Georgette Heyer. I know.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
But just more classic authors, I guess.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sometimes the classics are good and sometimes they're really hard to get through, you know?
Well, this is because I was a little, because the book, when I read through it, it's the 18th of the series. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do you have to read one? Yeah. Do you have to? I'm very confused. Yeah. So
I'm sure there's Easter eggs that you're missing.
I ordered the first one because I'll see if I know I've read her before. I probably have. Who knows?
Probably read all.
Let us know if you like her. We'll read her too if you do.
So
I know Facebook notifications are weird. You used to be able to sign up for certain notifications from people, and I don't think you can do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because there were certain people or like things that I would be like, okay, every time they post, I want a notification
for. Yeah.
Did you guys do an iPhone update last night?
We don't have iPhones.
We don't have iPhones.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember, we were not, you know.
I don't know, but my phone is very weird right now. It's like it's got a mind of its own. So.
We have an Apple versus Android war in the office.
We do.
It's not really a war.
Yeah. Like half of us like iPhones and half of us like Androids, and we guys kind of laugh.
And then
about
we can't communicate correctly.
Yeah. Like we can't FaceTime each other.
We can communicate correctly.
We're fine.
You can't communicate correctly.
And now your update messed up your phone. So I don't know.
Go team Android. Yeah.
Androids are way better.
Yeah. So we have a franchisee that she'll laugh at me and she'll be like, oh, did you not get these pictures correctly? I sent them on my Apple phone.
Yeah. They convert to some private file that nothing else in the world can read. Yeah.
Well, and it's funny because I'll get on. I'm like, Kevin's like, I don't understand how to use your phone. I'm like, I don't get how to use your phone. No. Like, it's just you get
not
so used to.
Not having the back button is so annoying. You have to basically start over every single task.
There's a back button. If you just go down, there's a back button.
No, there's not a back button.
When I'm on my mom's phone, I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. Like, I'm always like, Mom, I exited out of this. And I hand her a phone back, like, what did I do?
I just want to go back one screen.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, not be in this anymore. And then you just reset the whole thing. It's dumb.
It is dumb.
But, yeah, Angelica will send her husband, Luis, the pictures to send to me because he has an Android. And then she'll be like, oh, my Apple phone didn't work for you.
Yeah, somebody did tell me that. Like, no, your photos just don't come through right.
That is an Apple day. Anytime you drop coffee.
I know. I hope it wasn't your Kona.
No, she's cherry vanilla.
Oh, cherry vanilla.
Which is still sad.
Yeah,
it smells good, though.
Yeah.
I was like, I know one of the flavors on this is a chocolate cherry.
Oh, to maybe bring in this year?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and we said every time we do cherry, it's just a winner. People love, love, love cherry-flavored coffee. Cherry.
I think it's because it's so flavor-forward, a lot of it. Because blueberry cobbler is really good, too. I mean, there's so many good flavors.
Yeah, it's whatever that HEIC that Apple converts their photos to. So every time we take her photos off her phone to the computer, then I have to load them into a program and change them all over to JPEGs, and it ruins the quality of photos.
Yeah. Yeah. It is weird.
Yep.
Not a fan.
And yet I still buy Apple.
Yeah.
Because I like them.
And I'm not sure why people feel so strongly. Like,
it's just because you get used to doing your phone a certain way. Yeah. Like, you don't have to think about it. You just do it. So then it's weird to do it. You would get used to it
the other way, too. Yeah. It'd be a lot quicker.
Yeah. You might find you really like it. And then it drives me crazy when there's an app you want to download and it's for one system or the other. And you're like, I want this app.
Yeah.
I can't have it.
I've got to keep it just for my gift list one because you said you couldn't find it on Android. So I don't know.
I know. Good and bad.
But.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to go.
Oh, well, thank you. I know.
Still going to give her a hard time. You guys gave me a hard time.
Poor
Houston has an iPhone. And he'll always be like, my phone's not working. I'm like,
I know.
Well, that's why originally I didn't get an Apple phone because the only places in Michigan you could get them fixed were over an hour away. And I think they still are over an hour away. We don't have any Apple stores near us. Mm-hmm. So to me, if I need service on my phone and I have to go to an Apple store, like, that doesn't make sense to me, right? Like, I don't want to do that. Well,
no, but I've never gotten service.
You did because I went with you.
But I should have hard reset my phone and it would have been fixed.
But they
if I knew how to do that.
Really
but
do
now I
do service on your phone anymore. Like, the backs don't open.
Right.
It's just not
But
really
I know we did sit there and then the guy just hard reset my phone. And he's like, it's fine now. I'm like, oh.
Hey, we went shopping.
Okay.
It was fun.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So.
All right. Well, our sale live until. Friday, maybe? Tomorrow? I've got the code live until the 7th. I think it ends the 6th.
Okay, fantastic.
Just in case. The code is sweet. 20% off.
Yeah, so Valentine's stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of the Valentine boxes go out, too.
Oh, they're so cute, too. I think people don't realize how good size they are, too. Yeah. Like, they look like an actual candy box. They're so darling. Yeah. They are,
I just think that'd be super cute to get instead of, like, I told my husband, like, I don't want candy. I'm trying to really, like, watch my sugar intake.
Yeah. And I just gave her cookies.
Yeah. But if I told you if I only eat two a day, it's fine. You know.
You said one a day.
Okay, is but I've been doing two right now because and today might be three. I don't know.
Oh, I can't even talk. I made baked potatoes, twice baked potatoes Sunday, and those are just my lunches now.
Those are so
did everyone bring workout clothes though?
Because I did
bring the workout
here.
Stuff.
Yes.
Okay, we are working out today.
We are.
Okay. So we won't be able to walk tomorrow.
Good.
Sounds wonderful.
Have a wonderful week.
Right. Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye, guys.